Today is National Thank Your Cleaner Day. Yep. Martin Leach runs a cleaning company in Bendigo called the Bendigo Cleaning Company. A lot of thought went into that one. Martin, good morning to you. How are you?
G'day, Robbo. How's things?
Yeah, very well indeed. Thank you. So tell us about Thank Your Cleaner Day. How did this come about?
Well, some years ago, a mob in New Zealand decided that they needed to acknowledge the often invisible workforce that come in after dark and disappear before anyone comes back to work the next day, the cleaners. And like all good New Zealand things, Australia adopted the idea and, you know, we've got stuck into it. You know, we've had Split Ends, which is a truly great New Zealand-Australian group, and Dragon, of course. And, you know, this is another great initiative.
Fantastic. Well, yeah, it's always good to be able to pinch something off the Kiwis and beat them at something anyway. That's good. So like the cleaning business, I guess, particularly this last sort of 6 months during the pandemic, it's been all hands on deck.
It has, and, you know, the expectations around cleaning have, I guess, risen in many ways. You know, they're a lot more visible. We've gone from being the invisible workforce to being asked to do extra cleaning during the day in schools when they've been open, in doctor's surgeries, around medical facilities generally, but also, you know, your average office and government preschool and those sorts of things. We've had to pour so many more human resources into this, and the cleaners are a lot more visible. And this is, today is just a great opportunity to thank them all, not just the ones that work for me. I mean, I could run through 85 cleaning staff names if you've got a good 15 minutes.
Yeah, we'll pass on
but
that.
But all those other cleaners around Bendigo, around central Victoria, around Victoria and Australia, you know, those guys and girls who work from the wee hours in the morning until late at night, toiling away just to make sure that we can help create environments that are healthy and safe and clean.
Now, I guess also we have to mention too the other workforce, and that is the fathers, the mothers, the single parents, those who are cleaning on the domestic front as well, because I tell you what, certainly for most households, they're heroes.
That's certainly right. I mean, it's really important to keep your own personal environment clean during this difficult time that we've experienced since late January. But, you know, the ones that I feel sorry for, Robbo, are the ones, the little mum and dad operators that maybe have two or three domestic clients who may be out of work at the moment as cleaners because parents are home. They're able to do more of their own cleaning. They don't need the domestic help that they were getting. And some of those smaller businesses around Central Vic have really suffered. You know, larger businesses like ours, we may have grown during this time, but, you know, mums and dads are rolling up their sleeves and keeping their environments clean and tidy and safe, and somebody else has suffered as a result. Some of those mum and dad operators are not doing so well.
Yeah. 2 points before you leave us, Martin, that I have about this. One is, we say it's Thank You Cleaner Day, but we just said most cleaners come and go in the wee small hours. So the only problem, we're not going to probably see them. So it's just going to have to be a public recognition as opposed to a personal one.
That's right. And some of our clients, about 10 days ago, I notified all our clients with a poster, and some of our clients have been printing out the posters and sticking them on the cleaners' walls, on the door of their cupboards. Some of our other clients are going out of the way and buying a box of chocolates or some roses or flowers of different types. So there's a lot of individual businesses that do recognise the importance of their cleaning team and acknowledge them as part of their own team, and they've gone out of the way to do something special today.
And my final question is, assuming some of the cleaners all get together for a shindig and a few drinks and some nibbles and whatever, who cleans up afterwards?
It's usually the boss.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, listen, to all of the cleaners, actually ours comes in today, so I'll make sure that I acknowledge the great work that she does. And to all of the cleaners, happy National Thank Your Cleaners Day. And Martin, thank you for coming on the show this morning.
Thanks, Robbo. Cheers.
Good on you. Have a great day. That's Martin Leach, Bendigo Cleaning Company.